Hello, hello, and welcome to the Quad Cities Business Beat. This is our second podcast. It is a beautiful yet cold Tuesday morning.
Very cold.
Oh my gosh, Burr. This morning was like 19 degrees. But I do have to say what's nice about Prescott is it's sunny. It's cold, but it's sunny. So anyway, welcome today. This podcast is sponsored by me. I'm an independent ambassador for Plexus Worldwide. We focus on gut health, which will be another topic for another day. I am joined by San Martin.
Hello.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Prescott Night Out, Prescott E-News, yes. And the infamous, and I say infamous, she probably doesn't think so, but no, infamous she Lynn LeMaster.
Because very humble.
Hello.
Everybody knows Lynn, but do we really Hi. Know Lynn?
No, we don't. You guys don't understand. Nobody knows Lynn.
You know, it's funny. She's on the hot seat, and if you saw the podcast office, you would see every chair is red. So she is literally in the hot seat.
I guess so. You know, I was going to talk about. Let's go back to your weather comment mm-hmm. just for a minute, because I had a son that went to college in Chicago, and the first winter he called me and he goes, "Mom." The sun doesn't work the same out here as it does in Arizona. Because he said, I'll go outside expecting to warm up.
Not so much.
It doesn't happen.
That's so funny. I felt actually a hand from Chicago when, remember that big old freeze that they had, like that polar, whatever mm-hmm. it was? Well, they came literally off the plane and I shook their hand. I'm like, dude, you're like bone chilling cold. and he doesn't know what I meant, but man, you could actually feel the cold in his body. It was just like, that is so weird.
Yeah.
Arizona's a different breed.
It is.
We are very fortunate to see that sunshine. Yes. I grew up in Northwest Montana, and they can go months without seeing the sunshine. So we are very fortunate to live here. So anyway, we have Lynn here today to talk a little bit about what makes Prescott E-News tick, a little bit about your history. Why don't you kind of share about your history, and we'll go from there.
Well, my husband and I moved here in 1987. We inherited my grandmother's house when she passed away, and her sister, who was elderly, and so she had no other children or family, so she needed people here to help take care of her. And our first son was born in 1987, and after that, more children came, so we ended up with 8 altogether, 7 boys, 1 girl. And so I wanted to find work that I could do at home. I mean, we didn't have all those children for somebody else to raise.
Right.
So did some childcare for a while, and then I learned about websites, and I started doing web design because I could do that, again, from my computer at home. And fast forward a bit, I had a client who had a news website, but it was all positive news, and it was national. And the editor, you know, I did a lot of writing and for that site, and our editor was very focused on climate change. And that got a little frustrating. She wanted me to do a lot of things about wearing bamboo clothing and not going to your kids' weddings because of the carbon footprint and things like that. So that was frustrating. Plus, and I started looking at the new situation here in Prescott, and I didn't find it satisfactory. And my dad had been in radio for 25 years, so I had kind of a standard in my head that I wanted to see, and I didn't see that here in Prescott. And I thought, I do website design. I'm just going to put a sign up. We'll see if anybody cares about my vision, what I wanted it to be. And within about 8 weeks, I had as much traffic on the Prescott site as it took 8 months for the national site to gather. And I thought, okay, so people care. And that was kind of the beginning of Prescott E-News. That was a little over 11 years ago.
11 years ago already.
Yeah, wow. I think that's the first time I ever met you. You were at the Prescott Media Center, and we're doing like a class of some sort where they were putting us together. I don't know if you remember that, but I do. It was way, like literally in 2008, I think it was. And we're sitting amongst like 4 other people, and we're doing like a little class. Yeah, really? Yeah. I remember that.
Wow.
Good old days.
So I've done, website design. I was certified at one point in Photoshop. I'm not certified in the latest version because there's really no need for me to keep up on that. But I do a lot of Photoshop. Probably 95% of the imagery you see on Prescott eNews and now our other news sites are ones that I've designed or taken or developed or whatever.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's quite a talent.
And I think it's important to tell the story. You know, I mean, we are admittedly a conservative news website. And I don't mean conservative as right wing. What I mean is we want to tell the story. We don't want to sensationalize the story. We just want to get the facts out there and let people make up their mind what they think.
And this is kind of one of the reasons why we know that she's the infamous, because she doesn't really want anybody to know what she's doing. It's more or less what's actually happening. So you tell the story about the people and what's going on in the city rather than what is about you. One of the cool things that I realized. Mm-hmm.
The journalists... standard really should be that we tell the story, that we aren't part of the story. And I try very hard to follow that. So you very seldom see me making comments in meetings, for example, because it's not about me. It's about what's happening. Every once in a while, I have to.
Sure.
But it's rare. You know, maybe five times since I've started. You know, it's very rare that I speak up in meetings. I think relationships are important. We don't want to be a vacuum cleaner looking around for nothing but dirt.
Right. Right.
We just want to tell the story. And there's a lot of really good stories in our community. And that's important to tell, too. It's not just bad stories. It's good stories.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So the news has obviously changed. You can listen to any radio program and people are and take aside like an opinion piece, but even if you're just literally listening to the headlines, people are still putting in their own two cents. And it's gotten, I don't know if I'd noticed that before until more recently. So you have Prescott eNews. What other eNews do you have around the area?
We have Chino Valley eNews. That was our second site. We have Prescott Valley eNews. And we have eNews AZ, which is a statewide site. Because we don't have a huge amount of staff. Mm-hmm. That means that our main focus is still Prescott eNews. Mm-hmm. But there are stories that really fit well for those other communities. So, like, for instance, this morning we put up the story of Harvey Skoog's
retirement
party. Mm-hmm. And that was a fun event. It really was. Good. Especially seeing his whole family.
Yeah.
You know, he has 61 grandchildren and 32 great-grandchildren. Wow. It's amazing. And so that's right now is on the Prescott Valley site. It's going to migrate to the other sites.
Does
too.
Does it kind of float from site to site?
Because the other communities know Harvey for so long and they care about him. The eNews AZ site, we try to do statewide stories on that. Things that happen in Prescott are part of the state, so a lot of times our stories end up there. But I may get information from Pinal County or Tucson or whatever, and so we try to put those stories up there. Today we put an opinion piece by Representative Andy Biggs regarding the election and what Republicans need to do now until the end of the election. But there's going to be a lot of changes mm-hmm. that are going to come about in the next few months.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, so let's talk numbers for these websites. You know, I think sometimes people think that there's a local site, there just can't be a lot of visibility. What is your visibility for these online news websites? Or yours?
We actually get national exposure. My husband was laid up for a while, and so he started an article on podcasts, mm-hmm. you know, great podcasts to listen to. One of the ones he put up was on comedy, and he ranks them from one headset to five headsets. And if the language is a little rough, then honestly, you get docked some headsets there. And so there's one comedy one he pointed to that was from Los Angeles. And within a day of him putting it up, they recognized it. They thanked him for it. They posted it on their website. And that's just like a little article about a podcast. Then we had the same thing happen to one of his cooking podcast articles. Yeah. We've been picked up before by CNN, NBC, CBS, ABC, AP, The Drudge Report.
I remember that.
So we've been picked up a lot. So we do have national exposure. We're pretty good at using techniques to get our story out there through various channels.
And so Prescott E-News is probably the has the biggest?
Yes, it does. We get, around 2 million page views a month on Prescott E-News.
That's crazy. Just Prescott E-News.
Yeah.
Good old Prescott. Where we population is 45,000. Yeah. You know how many times you have to look at that page if you're all from here in Prescott?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's a big thing. I mean, like, what makes you want to keep on going?
Oh,
this is the good question right here.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I wanted to help change the world. I want to bring the good information to the public. I want to help counteract some of the bad journalism I'm seeing in other publications, not just locally, but nationally. I think that I'm kind of appalled at some of the journalism. Remember, I mentioned my dad had been in radio for 25 years. I mean, I did a lot of tagging along as a kid with him to meetings and to events and met people. And so I kind of got a flavor of what good journalism was about as a child. And I'm kind of appalled sometimes at what I see today.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I don't look at the news is because of the journalism that comes with it. It's just like, I can't trust anything that anybody says. And to be honest, I really honestly stayed out of that until I teamed up with you. And in all reality, like, I don't know who to trust. And I don't even like reading the news because of that.
Yeah, I don't
either. You know, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, everybody has their little niche in life, but man, what really, really turned me off just recently was the whole, you know, the nomination for the presidency last, you know, when Trump got into president to be a president. And I was just like, what is really going on? I mean, like, this guy's lying, that guy's lying, that guy's killing somebody, that guy's killing somebody, that guy's not doing things that he's supposed to be. And I'm just like, this is not cool. And so I literally just stopped watching TV because, I mean, it was stressing me out. It was stressing me out. But obviously jumping on board with you, it kind of changes. There's so many cool stories that are happening. I'm like, okay, I don't want to do this because I don't even watch news, but this is a good story. How come we're not talking about this? And, you know, I send you a couple of things. I'm like, hey, did you see this?
Right. And, you know, I mean, the poor journalism is not just in hard news. I've seen it, like, in sports. I mean, I remember recently I saw a column regarding a sports tournament somewhere else in the state. But the reporter wrote, we've heard this, such and such. We can't confirm it, but we're telling you anyway. It's like, what?
Then why'd you post it?
Where's your editor?
Yeah.
Why is your editor allowing this to be posted? If you can't confirm it, you know, there have been incidents where, well, not too long ago, there was a murder out in Prescott Valley. A couple people who died. And it was all over Facebook. And I had several people reaching out to me. Lynn, aren't you going to cover this? Aren't you going to cover this? And I said, well, I am, but I'm waiting for the official report. I don't consider Facebook a reliable source. Well, other media in our area reported that the people had died by gunshot wounds. And I still didn't publish it. And it turned out they didn't die from gunshot wounds. They died because they were stabbed. Mm-hmm. And when I got the official report, then we published it, and we were able to attribute the quotes to, you know, people who knew what they were talking about. And you know, I mean, Facebook's fun. Facebook can be really, really helpful for getting news out,
sure,
but it's not always accurate.
No. So integrity in reporting is there's a lot to be said about it because there really is just a lot of hearsay and a lot of just storytelling.
Yeah, the
telephone. And if you don't have the facts, telephone oh my gosh. Effect. Yeah, totally. Totally. You know, and Facebook, I mean, come on. It really was meant for social stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously
ask
turned
for
into
books and can somebody help me with my literature? I mean, yeah, that's what it was meant to be because that's where it started in college where, you know, basic, it was like, hey, it was like a news forum or not a college forum where once again, if you needed help with some mm-hmm. sort of subject or whatever, it was able to interact with that college, if I'm not mistaken. And now it's obviously open to the masses and everybody has their opinion now. And it's just like, This is out of control.
Well, and I think what's really frustrating is news stories pop up that look official. They look like news stories. They come from who knows where. And I mean, if you don't check your sources, it could just be some willy-nilly, you know, source out of Canada. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But that comes across as looking like a news story.
A lot of times we break news stories before anybody else in town. You know, we... And I love being first. I absolutely love being first with the story. And I look for things, you know, through my various sources, you know, where I can be first. But I'd much rather be right than first. So there have been many times when I've sat back on a story because I just didn't feel the information was reliable enough to publish it.
Yeah, for sure. You also have another page on Facebook. It's Deals and Deals.
Yeah,
I think it's great because I just saw your post about Maya's, mm-hmm. all the groceries that you got.
It's Prescott. It's Prescott area sales and deals. And when we first started it, the group kind of had a collective conversation. Do we want to have yard sale items too? Or do we just want to go with retail? We chose to just go with retail because there's a lot of yard sale sites out there. And basically it's meant for if you go shopping and you find some screaming deal, you know, take a picture of it and post it so that other people can come enjoy it. You know, Walmart regularly marks things down. Look for the big yellow tags on that. And I'm a shopper. I like shopping.
Me too.
And for 10 years, I worked for Walmart as their spy.
Oh, did you?
Yes. I went in and I checked prices at other stores to see, make sure Walmart's prices were lower. And I did that for 10 years
and
for
here?
All the departments. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They originally had each individual department manager going out and checking prices. And I went to the manager and I said, bad idea. I said, it's so inefficient. I said, you need to have one person do it, and that person needs to be me. You need to pay me this much, and you need to give me health insurance too.
Really?
And he said, okay.
Wow.
So for 10 years, he got the best reports in the nation on what the competitors were doing. But then, you know, policy changes, and it's a large corporation, and things come down from the top that you have no control over. And it was time. It was time to move on. But I did that for a long time. So I like shopping. And a lot of times you go in a store and you see something marked down. You know, maybe it's clearance or it's close to the end of date or something like that. And I just wanted other people to be able to take advantage of that. So that's why we started that site.
Well, my little, our little Halloween sale was, I think Fry's had 3 caramel apples and they had been marked down to a quarter for 3 caramel apples. That was like our treat. I don't know. It seemed like for like 2 weeks, but I love the page because like I said, you went to Maya's and they have amazing like, fruits and vegetables and you can fill your car full, which you did. Mm-hmm. And, so it's always good to support little local businesses too out in PB.
Oh, it is. And, now if you go to Maya's, what you need to know is that they're, you know, usually when you go to a grocery store and you buy fruit or something, it's not quite ripe,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Their stuff is usually ready to go.
Ready to go.
Typically. And, but they had this deal where they have some Mexican food in packages already. It's 1-pound packages each. And basically, when I got it a few weeks ago, it was about 25 pounds worth of food for $85, which is a really great price. When I priced it, compared it, it was about $215, $220 worth of food. And then, so this weekend, it was buy one, get one free. So
double
I got it doubled. Plus, I bought And same thing, I got a case of strawberries, they gave me a free one. I got a case of raspberries, they gave me a free one. Nice. So altogether, I think for about $105, I walked away with about $500 worth of food.
That's fantastic. That's so you could go make jams, you could, berries for your smoothies. Lynn
to be there for our benefits. So I guess that page is really a benefit for the community as well as, I mean, people that are just putting up those little discount sales are just, they need to know about this.
Yeah,
right.
I would like to know about it, but I'm not a shopper like that. But
if businesses have discounts, we welcome them on the page, but they need to tell what the price was mm-hmm. and what it is now and how much is being saved.
Right.
You know, so we have some people who try to post things and they just say, it's this price. Well, nobody can tell if that's a good price right. or not. And we usually don't approve those posts.
Right.
So we need to know how much is, but we need to know that it's a really, really good deal, you know, to post it on that page. It needs to be retail. 99.99% of the time, they're all local deals.
And this is a free page on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Prescott E-News. Chino Valley E-News, Prescott Valley E-News. What's the other one for Arizona?
E-News AZ.
E-News AZ. They are all free websites.
Can we throw in one more? Yeah. We have just started some directory sites.
Yay!
And so it's Prescott Find It. We also have Scottsdale Find It, Phoenix Ooh. Find It. Flagstaff Find It, and AZ Find It.
Awesome.
So these are brand new. Mm-hmm. These are baby sites, folks. And so they are not well populated yet. We're right. working on it. We have people working, you know, to put content in there. But if you have a business and you'd like to be listed, then just reach out to editor at eNewsAZ, and we'll take care of that for you.
Great. Well, we appreciate all that you do for the area because you do really have honest news that's just the news.
Yep.
And good things focused. And positive things. And you're all about helping businesses too. And we appreciate you giving us the opportunity to do this podcast, which, you know, go to the websites. All the podcasts are listed, all different kinds of podcasts. Obviously, this is our second one. We'll be back again next week. But we want to thank Lynn for being our guest today in San Martin.
Hello. One last question. Sure. Do you accept people to bring you news stories? I mean, as long as they're facts or stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a way to go ahead and get a hold
we
of
you? We love that? Citizen reporters. Oh, that's what we call them, citizen reporters.
All right.
And again, just mail in the information to editor@enewsaz.com. We have to have an image with that. And it needs to be a pretty good size image because if we don't have the proper kind of imagery, you know, we're pretty busy. And so your story could get set aside or not even published if we don't have a good image to go with it, because then we have to scramble and find one. Every story we publish on our site has an image with it. And we have big images. If you know anything about measurements, it's the 640 pixels wide by 470 pixels high is the minimum size.
And if you don't know what that means, Google it. Google it.
Cool.
Well, I enjoy these podcasts. I can't wait for the next guest. I mean, this is so awesome. Your thoughts and putting this things together is amazing. So I'm looking forward to the next guest.
I do too.
I was kind of surprised with this one.
February. Yeah.
That's crazy. I was surprised with this one. I was like, oh, what? We get to interview Lynn.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I mean, I know so much about her. So all these questions that you're asking, I'm just like, I already know. But I just need the world to know now.
Exactly. And we're, like I said, we are pro-business in the Quad Cities. And we just want to get the name out there. And, you know, Lynn's out there. But do we really know what Lynn does?
You know, one last thing is that, you know, of course, we take advertising. That's mm-hmm. how we support the site. That's how we can keep it going. But you really ought to give us a try. We work very hard for our clients. We work harder than anybody else in town does. And our rates are probably the most reasonable.
Most reasonable, yes. So reach out to Lynn. I'm sure all that contact information is on Prescott E-News, at least, in mm-hmm. the contact information.
Yep.
So thank you guys again for being on the Quad City Business Beat.
Yeah,
we
missing
will be
Zach
back.
Today.
We are missing Zach today, but he'll be back next week. So looking forward to seeing you next week.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun. So thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thanks for coming.
All right. Got to sign off today.
This is Lynette.
This is Sam Martin. Plex's
Worldwide.
This is Lynn. See you later.
Have a good week.
Bye, guys.